Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
Now some quick takeouts on stories we're following this week. We'll go to Todd Zwillick first. He's the Takeaways Washington correspondent. And Todd, big news on healthcare yesterday. Here's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid explaining there will indeed be a public option in the Senate healthcare bill.
As we've gone through this process, I've concluded with the support of the White House, Senators Dodd and Baucus, that the best way to move forward is to include a public option with the opt-out provision for states. Under this concept, states will be able to determine whether the public option works well for them and will have the ability to opt out.
So, Todd, a lot of people are trying to pretend like it didn't happen, but there were a lot of people who said the public option was dead.
Yeah, there were, and most of them were in the Senate, and now it's alive. Although Harry Reid putting it in the bill doesn't mean it's going to get into final legislation. There are a lot of twists and turns and a lot of arms to be twisted before we actually find out if this public option is going to become law. But Harry Reid has made a political calculation, and that political calculation is that his best chance to get to 60 votes in the Senate while still satisfying his Democratic liberal base, which, as you know, Celeste, really, really wants this, is to go with this sort of... In a way, it's a weakened public option. Look, his base wanted a robust public option based on Medicare, national plan, everybody does it. That's not what this is. This is a little weaker.
But obviously it's disappointing to Olympia Snow, who felt like she'd gone out on a limb for the Democrats to work on a bipartisan, if that includes one Republican senator, bill. But, you know, when you say it's its Democratic liberal base, when they do polling, it's not just Democratic liberals that support the public option in the public.
Yeah, it's not just Democratic liberals who support it, but it's Democratic liberals who are putting pressure on the blogs, on the phones, on email, on their members of Congress.
They have the numbers.
Right.
I mean, this all feels very Kabuki-esque to me. I mean, I can hear the headlines, snow out in cold by Democrats. I mean, I just don't think that the public option was ever dead, and the Democrats always had the votes. And the question is 60 or 59 at this point, don't you think?
Well, that may be true. We're going to have to wait and see. And I know that's sort of a truism of politics. But here's the thing. There is one school of thought, which is Senator Harry Reid is trying to get his members, trying to give them something they can vote for because they think it's a risky vote. Listen to John Kyle, who's the assistant minority leader for the Republicans and the Republican whip, who's obviously against this. He sort of has a theory about what Harry Reid is trying to do. Listen to this.
He has a hard job here. He's trying to figure out how to get the votes. Republicans oppose a government-run insurance company, so we're not going to give him any votes for that. And some of his members don't like it either. So what he's got to try to do is to figure out a way to put the lipstick on the pig and make it attractive enough to vote for. I hate to use that metaphor, but some of us think that's not an inapt metaphor.
He hates to use that metaphor?
Really?
He needs a metaphor because 62% of Americans, that's quite a pig.
Including Republicans.
Well, that's, again, partly true, but don't forget, it's not just a majority that rules in the Senate. It's 60.
Right.
And here's the thing. There are a couple of Reid's Democrats who don't like this, and there's another school of thought around the Senate that's a bit of the converse to what Kyle was saying. A couple of other Republicans were saying yesterday, look, Harry Reid will not have the votes to pass this public option, but he has to show his best, hardest case for doing it. Show the liberal base, hey, we tried, we didn't have the votes, this is all I can do because I can't get 60 votes for it. Now, that's what Republicans are saying. If Harry Reid is the champion whip that some people think he is, this is going to be the real test of his leadership. Right now, he has about 57 or 58 votes for this. Ben Nelson of Nebraska, Evan Bayh of Indiana, Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. Those are the three conservative to moderate Democrats who are not interested in this right now. So we'll see where they come down in the end.
We will definitely be keeping track. Todd Zwillick is the Takeaways Washington correspondent. And by the way, if you have questions about the public option, the politics behind it, any questions you may have about the health care bill, ask Todd Zwillick.
Go, go, Todd Zwillick!
He's taking your questions online and on the show. Go to thetakeaway.org or call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Tee it up for Todd on the Takeaway website. Yes, we've got it. It's all Todd all the time. A Todd environment, a digital Todd environment. We hear from you all the time on the program, of course, and occasionally we hear a story that really makes us want to know more.
I just filed for bankruptcy. Never thought I would do that. Embarrassed, feel awful about it, use my credit card way too much. So I'm trying to live credit card free.
In the course of a conversation last week and yesterday about living without credit cards, Carrie called us from Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
You've had quite an experience going from a pretty successful retail rep to having a real serious problem with your cash flow. First of all, explain to me how you slipped, and we were using the word slippery slope yesterday, talking about what credit cards can do. Explain how you got on this slippery slope.
Well, you know what? My husband and I both have had really solid jobs and good careers over the years, and recently we had a major job change that took us to Charlotte. We had to sell our house in another state. Just as the housing was starting to drop down, we really lost our shirts on that house and, paid the difference in a credit card and thought we would, pay that off with a lower interest rate. And just those things just started adding up. And then all of a sudden we were hit with a medical problem with our son where we had to pay up front. Where insurance didn't cover it. And it just knocked us on our butts, and we had to really sit back and look at what we had done. And I was telling the producer yesterday, I don't think we paid attention. I honestly don't think we paid attention. And I think we're intelligent people, and all of a sudden when we really put it all on one piece of paper, we went, oh, my God, how are we going to do this?
Now, why do you think we don't? And you're in a situation that millions of Americans are in, where a medical situation pushes you over the edge, and that edge is not really terribly clear to you until you put the stuff on paper. Why do you think, first of all, we don't put stuff on paper? And give me a little sense of the process when you put the stuff down, how you decided what had to go.
Well, you know what? Just like they were talking yesterday, everybody's got, five credit cards, and, the bills come in sporadically, and you can pick the day that they're due, and you don't really pay that much attention, and it gets paid directly out of your bank account. And we just didn't pay attention. Well, then I was actually sitting in the doctor's office waiting for my son, and I read an article about financial software that you can get for free called Mint.com. I went on there, plugged all of our stuff in, and went, okay, I knew we couldn't pay the bills, and now this program is telling me, how are you paying the bills? And we weren't.
Well, you filed for bankruptcy, and the one thing that struck us, and we only have a few seconds here, but I want, when do you think the humiliation that you described on our website and to our producers is going to go away for you and your family? Because this is something, you're in the same boat with everyone in the United States.
My husband was so nervous about me coming on the radio this morning. He's like, what if somebody we know hears you? And
hey, Carrie, that could be the best thing that could ever happen. Carrie from Charlotte, North Carolina, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Good luck.